This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is contradicting his own White House on an immigration proposal. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president has proposed sending migrants to sanctuary cities.
The president says he's strongly considering putting illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities, places where authorities don't work with immigration officials to round up those in the country illegally. His tweet came hours after the White House said such a plan was no longer being considered. Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
The president says the radical left always seems to have an open borders, open arms policy, so the sanctuary city plan should make them very happy. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In the midst of peace talks with the United States and ahead of a large Afghan gathering to discuss the withdrawal of American troops, the Taliban announced its spring offensive on Friday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has details.
The yearly announcement was released in several languages, including English, saying the fighting would continue while foreign forces remain in Afghanistan. The insurgents, who hold sway over half the country, carry out daily attacks targeting Afghan security forces and NATO troops, yet often killing many civilians as well. A recent Taliban attack near the main U.S. air base in Afghanistan killed three Marines. The Afghan High Peace Council condemned the Taliban announcement, saying it brought into question the insurgents' sincerity in seeking a peaceful end to the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
An update on Wall Street after J.P. Morgan Chase announced positive profits in the first quarter, sent stock prices soaring to near record levels, with the Dow Jones Industrials up nearly 1%. This is VOA News.